Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on May 27th, 1978. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. The sky is a very deep blue this evening, and all about the trees there are lights coming out of the sky. They're a lighter blue. Our Lady calls them the call lights. It's like a signal. I wait for the call lights, and when Our Lady's about to appear, these lights appear in the sky. They can be found, Our Lady often said, on the photographs that people are taking. Our Lady is coming through a tremendous outpouring of light. It looks almost like, the light is forming almost like a monstrance, like you get in benediction, a beautiful monstrance. I can't explain it. That's the way the light is shining, as though something tremendously golden has sent out the rays. The rays are gold. They're not of white. They're of beautiful gold. Now, Our Lady is coming through the sky. I can't explain it. She's not walking. She's being carried on the wind, I guess it is. I don't know how God does this. It's just Our Lady is weightless. Now, Our Lady is descending down. She's floating down. Oh, she looks very beautiful. Our Lady is dressed like a queen, very beautiful. Oh, she has on a beautiful white, pure white gown and a gold belt. I never saw this before. Our Lady looks absolutely regal. Oh, beautiful. She has a gold belt about her waist, and her cape is a white, but the gold trim is much wider. I would say, judging, about 2 inches all about the border of her mantle. And on top of her head, the mantle covers Our Lady's hair and head. She has on the most beautiful golden crown. The crown is like circular, all beautiful, with a large gold cross on the top of it, and the crown is filled with jewels. It is beautiful, the colors of the jewels. They're white, a burning crystal clear light type of, I don't know, you'd say diamond, but this is different. It's really brilliant. And all on the crown are different colored stones. They almost look like cut glass. They're absolutely beautiful. I never saw any like this. I never saw stones like in the crown. Just beautiful. They're all like on the headpiece. It sets down on Our Lady's head, coming forward onto her forehead. Now Our Lady is placing her hands together in prayer like this, and I notice that her rosary, the rosary with the golden Our Father and the beautiful Hail Marys, are hanging very low. They're very heavy-looking beads, and the beads are very large. The Our Father bead is golden, and the Hail Mary beads are not, I call them the white, but as Our Lady's turning, they look more like pink and blue. They're reflecting lights. They're beautiful. Now Our Lady is floating down, and behind her in the sky, I can see Michael coming forward. He's a tremendous size. I am always really awed by the size of Michael is. It's beyond words to describe. So beautiful. Oh. Michael is also dressed in a flowing white gown. But due to his size, it makes almost like a tabloid behind Our Lady, because she's like silhouetted right against the huge form of Michael. Beautiful Saint Michael. Our Lady now is taking her rosary and putting it into her belt, the beautiful golden belt. It's like spun gold. I never saw anything like that. Spun gold on her belting. And now Our Lady is touching her first finger to her lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, the world is in great crisis now, my children. The battle rages in the hearts and actions of mankind now. It is truly the war of the spirits. My child, I have asked you to go without sleep. But my child, have no fear. You shall not be laid low by this lack of sleep. There is reason for it. Penance is always difficult, my child and my children. But at the end of penance is a great joy. My child and my children, Rome is in a state of siege now. You must all pray for your cardinals and your bishops because of the love of money, because of the seeking for worldly riches and gain and power. Many are selling their souls to get to the head. And they wear the red hats and the purple hats. My children, because there are too few prayers and acts of penance, the eternal city of Rome is under siege. Communism shall be the scourge of all mankind, but it is only one arm, one talon of the octopus. There are many forces in the world other than the major force of evil. It is sad to say, my children, that mankind by his actions shall bring about his own destruction. It is most difficult, my children. I understand, as your mother, the difficulty you have in offering yourselves as victim souls for the repatriation of mankind. You must all make yourselves insensitive to the mockery and the abuse from others who have entered into darkness and refuse to allow the light to come in. My son, in his travels upon earth, was rejected. Many scoffed and even cast rocks at him. This did not discourage him upon his way, for he was in all obedience with the Eternal Father and the Spirit of life and light. And he always kept his heart and his eyes upwards toward heaven. His goal gave him his strength and his perseverance upon the way. My children, you must understand that many are called, but few are chosen. I cry from this knowledge, for it is my purpose to come to you as your mother to save all of our children. But this has never come to a reality because, my children, many have allowed their hearts to become hardened. Their ears are closed, and they only open their ears to listen to all of the heresy, to all of the modernism and humanistic tendencies even coming to them from their teachers, even in my son's church, his house upon earth. My son is the door to his church. Unless peoples enter this door to visit with my son, they shall not receive a grace, because many who enter are thieves and robbers, not only seeking to destroy souls, to steal souls from the eternal Father for Satan, but they seek after worldly treasures. My son's house is becoming a den of thieves. My son calls to you as his faithful and true disciples to rid his house of these thieves who despoil his body. I have visited my son's house, seeing all of the abominations being committed in the name of peace, love, and brotherhood, a delusion and deception upon mankind from Satan. For no love or peace shall come to mankind unless he places his God first and above all men or man. In your errors and your darkness of spirit, your scientists and your men of great knowledge are seeking to build a utopia upon earth for man. You are feeding his body and starving his soul. No man of science can keep that body eternally alive. But that is not the object that's important. Man of science must recognize the supernatural and the existence of a God, and as such do honor to God the Father. He must, as a man of science and doctors in the world, you must do good and cure honorably. You have become murderers. You have used your profession to destroy the unborn. Woe unto any man who has any measure of involvement in the murders of the unborn. The spirit of life and light enters into the body at the moment of conception, and you take these creations of the eternal Father and toss them into garbage pails. Is this what you think of life, a piece of garbage? As such, if you consider life, the creation of your Father in heaven, as a piece of garbage, you all shall be treated as a piece of garbage and rot. My children, if I could take you with me in my journey upon earth, and you should witness the atrocities being committed in the name of science and advancement and humanism and love. What man knows the true meaning of love? Words, that is all they are, my children. Words to cover the evil hearts. You must pray for your bishops, for the greatest attack now from Satan and his agents, the coalition of 666. The greatest attack now is upon my son's church. The forces of evil are supernatural now. And as such, my children, human scientific means cannot stop these forces. You must also fight them with your supernatural armor. My children, if I could take you with me and allow you to look into the abyss, I assure you, with though I count three who come on the journey, two could not withstand the terror and the fright. Their hearts would surely stop on viewing this scene in the abyss. Torment and endless torture, both of feeling, conscience, and body. My children, also remember and alert your brothers and sisters that a great error among all the errors is the knowledge that scientists produce of reincarnation. No, my children, there is no reincarnation for mankind. When he dies and goes over the veil, his spirit, the living part of him, the eternal living part, shall be given its just reward, judged only by the eternal Father as the final judge. Only on certain missions shall the eternal Father return some to earth, but not to accept another human body. I give you this simple illustration, my children. If it were true that the body enters and re-enters upon earth into another body, at the end of the judgment, the final judgment, when your spirit soul shall be re-entered into the body it had upon earth, if it were true that you had six or seven or more bodies, which body shall get the soul, the one and only soul? My children, your doctrines of faith have been given to you, the dogmas of your religion, and you cannot change them without bringing destruction upon yourself and my son's church. My son died for mankind upon the cross. He died for all men, but all shall not enter unless they are converted from their sins. The word many, my children, is always more appropriate. For all have not entered and all shall not enter into the kingdom of eternal life. Many have fallen into hell, forever damned. You will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world and your country. Parents must be vigilant in the homes. Make them a true fortress against the evil that lurks outside your door. Your world, my children, is now filled with demons. They will promote accidents that are not accidents, destruction, and even false miracles in the air. And I repeat to you, my children, your UFOs are not unknown to your God, for they come from Satan. They are one of the false miracles of the latter days. They are vehicles from hell transporting demons, though these demons of the spirit can act upon their own, I cannot, my children, give you full details at this time on the reason for calling them transports from hell. In time, this will all be given in knowledge to you. You must read your Bible every day, even a short verse, my children. Read your Bible and learn by it the revelations, the apocalypse of St. John. The scrolls are unfurling. My children, you will all go forward as bearers of the light with my son. You will all carry the banner, faithful and true. Do not be dismayed if you cannot understand the apocalypse at the first reading. You will pray for the Holy Spirit to enlighten you, and your eyes and your hearts will be open to the knowledge. Our Lady now is taking her rosary like this with the golden crucifix, a beautiful golden crucifix, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is smiling. It's a very sad smile, Our Lady. A very sad smile. You understand, my child. My heart is heavy, and I would seek to frolic with mankind and join the children in their play even. But this is difficult, with so many souls falling into the abyss. Our Lady now is crossing over to our left side, her right side of the sky. She's leaning down and making the sign of the cross with her rosary in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning to the left, and high up in the sky, I see a cross, a most illumined white cross in the sky. Oh, it's brilliant. I don't know if it's made of glass. It's very, very brilliant, and it's becoming larger, covering the whole sky directly over Our Lady statue, high in the sky. It's most beautiful. It's like looking through a window pane of glass. Oh, my. Now, Our Lady is cutting across the sky, and she's now reached about the upper branch of the tree on the right. Our Lady is bending over now and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My child and my children, continue now with your prayers of atonement and be in quiet of spirit. The sky is growing very pink all about the trees, and the color, it's a beautiful warm color, and it's spreading upward, forming almost a circular pattern, leaving directly over our head a round circular blue section of the sky. I can't explain it. It's like the pink is radiating from a host-like, a huge host-like formation in the sky. Now, directly in the center, I can see Jesus coming forward. His feet are bare, and he still carries the terrible wounds on his instep. I can see the wounds. Now Jesus is floating down. He has a staff now. I think they call it a bishop's crozier, one of those with a hook on the end, you know, around a long staff like shepherds use. He has that in his right hand, and his left hand is placed over his heart. I can see it like this now. Jesus' hair is blowing. His cape has fallen over, you know, from his shoulders, and it's quite loose, the cape, because the tie at his neck, which looks like a golden cord, has slipped a little, and I can see Jesus has on a very full gown. It's even sort of pinch-pleated at his waist. Jesus is very tall. Oh, yes. I believe he must be 6 feet tall. He's very tall, and the light is very brilliant. People often ask about Jesus' face. He has a beard, a very nicely manicured type of beard, coming to a point. It's solid, and his cheeks look rosy. Yes, could be the reflection of the light. They look rosy. He's quite amused at what I'm saying because he's smiling. Jesus' eyes are very brilliant. Oh, my. They're, I guess, gray-blue. They look like, well, they're so bright I can barely distinguish the color. Jesus' hair is parted in the center, and his hair is a deep brown. He's turning now and looking about, and as the light sort of reflects in his hair, sometimes it looks sort of like a dark brown, and other times it looks reddish-brown. I think it's the reflection from his cape or the pink coloring. Now, Jesus has the crozier, which he's placing now in his left hand. And Jesus now is placing his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus is placing the bishop's crozier, the staff, over by his right side. It's just standing there in midair. Oh, my. Now Jesus is gathering his cloak about his shoulders, and he's placing his hand over his heart. Now he's taking his first finger like this, which means to listen and repeat. My child, you mentioned the difference in the speaking and the thought transferal. When Our Lady speaks, I've noticed that Our Lady speaks like you and I, with her lips moving. But when Jesus speaks, he doesn't move his lips. It's his eyes. I can't explain it. Jesus doesn't move his lips. Whatever it is, he puts it right into the thought, the words, everything, without even moving his lips. Repeat, my child. My child and my children, children of the world, recognize now that the time is growing short. You must work now with great diligence and fortitude. My child, a worker shall be removed from your group. Do not despair. He is saved. Many victim souls are being offered to slow the disintegration of my church in Rome. I say disintegration because the Red Armies are gathering within the portals. As my mother has counseled you, my children, many have sold their souls to get to the head. How many times have I shouted warnings to my hierarchy? How many times has my mother passed among you, crying out to you, cry from the rooftops, my children, she has shouted. For the day is upon you now, and the darkness is growing deeper, darkness of the spirit. Repeat, my child, the message given to you in the past for all mankind. The end is not as far as you can see. Already there is apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stoke the fires that burn the souls. The days are numbered, the hours are few. So work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. My child and my children, many messages are given in prose for some and in straight writings for others. You must remember, my children, not one human being accepts it in the same vein. The photograph, Jacinta, 1972, was given to mankind as a puzzle for the human race to figure out. And I say and repeat again to you, if not solved in due time, I will set the answer upon the world myself. Jacinta, 1972. My mother came to you as Fatima, warning that unless man stopped his path to perdition, Russia would spread her errors throughout your world, causing misery, sufferings, and death and enslavement. My children, you did not listen and act upon her counsel then, just as many now do not listen and act upon her counsel. It is a part of human nature to exercise too free a will to reject. And this I say falls also unto my pastors, who are scattering my sheep in my house. No man shall deem himself beyond a just punishment for his actions without repentance. Bishops and cardinals, shall you stand before me and say that your teachings have been pure in my sight? I say unto you that you have degraded your vocation. You have turned many away from the portals of my house upon earth. And as such, I shall call you unto me and reject you as well, as you have rejected the spirit of life. The Holy Father, Pope Paul, shall be removed from among you. He has been long suffering and will now receive his rest. Woe to you, O mankind! For you shall accept the prime advocate of evil, and you shall seat him upon the seat of Rome. Woe to you, O mankind, for the eagles shall gather where the bodies lie. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, all who are of well spirit, will pass through these times with great perseverance in the knowledge that the victory with the final curtain upon mankind shall be with the Eternal Father and all of the peoples inhabiting the eternal kingdom of the Father in heaven. my children. The Eternal Father has been also long-suffering in your slights against him. He has allowed you now to proceed upon your course, and this course is leading you to your own destruction. Shall you all be vanquished by the ball of redemption? Is this what you are asking? Death by fire, a baptism of fire upon mankind? Sin is insanity, and one sinful man shall set the world aflame. A world on fire, and nations disappearing from the very face of the earth. Many shall be removed in the rapture. My children, the Eternal Father has a plan for each and every life that he has placed upon earth. The way, a simple way, was given to mankind. I gave the keys to the pastors of my church, my house upon earth, and these keys have been tarnished through greed and avarice and the lust for power. My house now is producing bad fruit, and I shall soon shake the tree. All that is rotten shall fall. Remember, my children, the world and my church shall not be as one. Conform and you will die on the vine. I ask you this, do not abandon my house, my church. Remain in your parishes as an example. If you unify against evil, you can vanquish this evil. If you run away, you leave my church open to thieves and robbers. Shall you deny to your brothers and sisters the opportunity to enrich their souls with my body and blood? The parish church must remain open. I shall be there with you. The man is desecrating in his rituals. I shall be there always with you. Do not abandon me at the tabernacles of the world. I am your bread of life. He who eats of me shall have life. Without me, you will only find death. Death of the body and death of the spirit, my children. Parents, save yourselves the anguish of heart. Teach your children now. Give them a firm foundation of their faith. Many young people are taking their lives because they have no faith. And the way the world progresses, my children, when I return to earth, shall I find even a flicker of the true faith left? You will all read the writings of John, the Revelations, your apocalypse, and learn by it. You will not be left without knowledge of your times. You are passing through the latter days, the days when many saints shall come out of the great conflagration. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. Wear your sacramentals. Reject the scoffers. Remember, my children, those who scoff will either not understand or be lost. Perhaps in your charity, you will all make a special effort to convert the unbeliever. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning. It's getting very windy. His cape is blowing out. A lady is coming down now. She was over high on the right side. I didn't notice her at first. With the light was so brilliant around Jesus. A lady is coming down now. She's joining Jesus. She's standing right at his left side now. And Jesus is cutting across the sky. He's just floating. He doesn't walk. He floats. It's beautiful. It's just like you have no weight. Absolutely beautiful. And now Jesus is looking down, and Our Lady is smiling. She has her hands joined in prayer like this now, with the rosary draped from her fingers. She looks very beautiful. When she's standing there now, not moving, she looks almost like a statue, just beautiful. Now Jesus is placing his hand out like this, leaning down and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning. And she's nodding her head, and Jesus is now cutting across the sky. He's over now on our right side, directly by the tall tree, and he's bending over and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is touching his lips. My child, as I told you yesterday in our discourse before you're sleeping, for your short duration of sleep, my child, I will now accelerate the miracles of cures. It will make the road ahead less difficult with your bishop. Now Jesus and Our Lady are turning now to their right. They're coming back directly over a statue. Oh, they look so beautiful. I wish everyone could see them. Over Our Lady's statue, high in the sky. Jesus and Our Lady, they're just standing together. Our Lady is much smaller than Jesus. He's so tall. Our Lady comes just a little below his shoulder. Our Lady is smiling now, and she's kissing the crucifix on her rosary. Oh, and now Our Lady is extending her rosary out and making the sign of the cross. Now they're both rising high into the sky. Oh, it's just, it really is tremendous to see the way they float upwards. Now Jesus is nodding. Continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on May 27th, 1978. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.